Okay, we're on Mem Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that somebody who makes a neder not to have hanoah from someone else, so he's also to have hanoah from the Dover Shel Oso Ha'ir, which everybody has a share in. So the Gemara includes with that Beis Haknesses Teva Svarim VaKosev Chelkul Anasi. It sounds like a Kosev Chelkul Anasi is one of the things you're not allowed to have Hanoah. The Gemara says, "Amai Mitzer? Why is he usher to the things that they grade over to the Nasi?" Om Rav Sheshes Hachiktani. No, you have to learn the Mishnah differently. Umatakonosim. That part, the Hakosev Nechosev Anasi, is a new thing. It's not one of the things that you're usher to. But it means the following. If two people can't have hanoah from each other, and they live in a city and there's a shul, so each one has a chelik in the shul, so Reuven can't have hanoah from the shul because Shimon has a chelik there. And Shimon can't have hanoah because Reuven has a chelik. So what can they do? Yichtavu chelkul l'nasi. Each one should write their chelik in the shul over to the nasi. So it's not theirs anymore. So now Reuven can have hanoah from the shul because Shimon doesn't have any chelik, because the nasi has his chelik. And same thing with Shimon having hanoah from Reuven. Because it's not Reuven's chelik in the shul, the chelik in the shul was given over to the nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad kosev l'nasi, v'echad kosev l'hedyet. Doesn't make a difference if they write it over to the nasi, they write it to a stama person. Ma ben kosev l'nasi or kosev l'hedyet. There's a difference though between when you write it over to the nasi or you write it over to the hedyet. Hakosev l'nasi ain't tzorach l'zakos. The person who writes over to the nasi, the kinyan is affected just by giving it over. You don't have to make a formal kinyan. Because I can't give something to you, unless I actually give it to you, unless I'm mezakeh it to you through somebody else. For instance, where do we have this idea by an Eruv? It's my bread, and I want to mezakeh to the whole rabbim. I can't pick it up and say, I'm mezakeh this to Rav's mine. So it didn't change ownership, didn't go out of my hands. So I can't be mezakeh to somebody else. I could give it to you, then it goes out of my hands. But to be mezakeh, when it's my thing, to mezakeh to somebody else, you can't do that. So what do you have to do? You give it over to somebody else, and you tell them, pick this up and be mezakeh for so-and-so. So you have to make a formal kinyan. But when you give it over to the nasi, you don't have to do that. Just writing it over to the nasi is good enough. V'akosiv l'hedyet tzorach l'zakos. V'chachomim omrim echad zeh v'echad zeh tzrichim l'zakos. No, it doesn't make a difference. There's no automatic kinyan to the nasi either. You have to mezakeh it through a third party, meaning a kinyan sudr or whatever. But lo dibru b'nasi ela b'hoveh. Usually, people won't give their chelik to another person because the other person, is going to prevent them from coming to shul or whatever. So they give it over to the nasi, and they know the nasi is not going to be makbid on anything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein anshe gol tzrichim lezakos shikvar kosu avoseim al yideihem. The anshe gol don't have to do this because it's automatic. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer anshe gol kantronim hoyu. The Anshe Gol were people who used to get angry quickly and make Nidorim, answering themselves on others and others on themselves. So they all got up and they gave over their chelik in the public places to the Nasi. And that way, if any of their children ever are make Nidorim, they won't be also in the public places. No, Nasi is a person. Give it over to the Nasi.
But then
he
died already.
What?
So he died already.
No, the current Nasi. Current Nasi. And then it goes over to what's it called? Maybe they had to do it again if they be a new Nasi. Right? But that was still... What? Yeah, no, because they're immediate fathers. Gave it over years before. Whatever. What? Who was holding? Yeah, they held Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. No, right. Or it could be that they made a kinyan. Could be they made a kinyan. Okay. Rashi, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Anshe Gol Katronim Hain, Kasonim Hain. They got angry quickly and made Nidoran. The Kosu Midover shall also ha'ir Lenasi. Kadesh you elu ve'elu mutarim bohem. So they originally gave their chelik over to the Nasi, and that way the Nasi owned everything. And he wasn't going to make a big deal about it and take away the shul. That's why they, that's Bedavki, give it to the Nasi and not to somebody else who could make trouble. Okay, right, Mishnah. Hamudur hanomi chaveiro, ve'ein lo mali ochal. Similar to the case we had before, right, where a person, Reuven can't have hanor from Shimon, and Reuven has nothing to eat. No snow the acher, l'shum matona, v'haloa mutur bo. Right, so what does Reuven do? So he gives his food to Levi, and that way Shimon can have hanor from it, because it's no longer Reuven's food, it's Levi's. He gave it as a matana to Levi. Maisa be'echa be'beis choron, shehoye aviv noder heimenu hanoa. Right? And a maisa, the Gemara is going to ask this maisa is contradictory to what we just said. But there was a maisa in Beit Choron that somebody answered his nechosim on his father. Shehoye aviv amudr hanoa, heimenu hanoa. For he amasius beno. And the guy made a wedding. And he wanted his father to come to the wedding, but his father wasn't allowed to have hanoah from any of his nechosin. V'omer l'chaveiro, chotzer usudim nesunim einom lefanecho elekadesh yovo abba v'yochal imono besuda. He said, look, he called over Levi, and he said to Levi, look, I'm giving you the suda, I'm giving you the place, right, it's all yours. And it's yours, he said specifically, in order that my father should be able to come to the wedding and eat. Right? So there's two different gears. One is hinam lefonecha, and they are before you, kedeshi yavo, but he specifically said why he's giving this present, right? Only to make it mutter for his father to eat. Or some of the gears say einam lefonecha ela kedeshi yavo abba. They're not yours except for the fact that, so he stipulated, I'm giving it to you only to be mutter my father to come to the Fatsuda. The guy said, well, if they're mine, I'd like to make them hektish. So I'll make your suda and whatever. I gave you my thing to you, maktish it. I gave it to you for one purpose, that my father should be able to eat. Right, in other words, he means talking about himself. He said, so what then what'd you give it to me for? Really, it's just a ruse. And you, want me to take the blame for your father being able to eat from something that you ushered on him. Right? So you're making this whole pretense. And I'm the one who's gonna suffer because I'm helping you out with this. So the Chachomim said, any matana, that if you can't be makdish the matana, then it's not a matana. Right? It's just a fiction. So they asked the Chora, what's it called matana maslahachzer? They give you a matana with a condition you give it back. You can't be makdish it. If you makdish it, then you never give it back. There was never a matana. So the Chora, a matana maslahachzer shouldn't be good, and it is good. And they said the answer is that it doesn't mean you actually have to be able to be makdish it. It means I never gave you the matana to be a matana. I gave it to you only to be a fictitious, to look good. Right? In that kind of thing, if you can't be makdish it, it's a simen that I never really gave it to you. The matana is a real matana with a condition. So even though actually you can't be makdish it, because otherwise you're not going to give it back, for the maisa, I intended to give you a matana on condition. That's a good matana. It doesn't mean you have to actually be able to be makdish it. It means that if you can't be makdish it because it never was a matana, it's not a matana. Okay. Rashi. Mudra anomi chaver ve'ilo mo yelcho, hachmas nisen aisi nomi le'el be'idach pirkin. Right? This is, we've heard before. Elo dehosom lo nokat lo elo mishum diyuka mishum deboy le misne alo hefker de polig borab yosi. Right, they brought it down only because of the diuk by hefker, and here it's bringing it down lemaisa for the halacha itself. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be an accomplice to letting your father eat something that he's not allowed to eat. Any matana which doesn't really go into the rishus of the makabel, because if he would makdish it, it wouldn't be hektish. Ain't a matana. That's not a matana. I never gave it to you. Okay. Marse asks, Maisa Lister. The Maisa said that what do? He gives as a present to a third person and the person can eat it. And here it gives a Maisa where the person gave it to, as a present to a third person and it's still awesome. Maisa Lister. Chsure Mechsra. You know, there's something missing from the Mishnah. You have to leave it like this. Vachik Tani. The Im Hochiach Sofal. Tchiloso Aser. When if you give it as a present and it's not obvious that you're only giving it in order to avoid the problem of the Isra Hanoah, so then it's a good matana, and it works. But if it's clear that the only reason you gave the present is to avoid the Isra Hanoah, but you never meant to give it to the other person really, it's just a harama, then it doesn't help. And on that prat, that where Maisa Mochichim, where it's clear that you never meant to make it a matana, it doesn't help. Then the Maisa supports that. Maisa noy beis charon. The echad hadi sofo mochiach al tchilaso. Over there, it was clear. The guy said beferish, I'm only giving it to you in order that my father should be able to eat. Omar Rava lo shanu elado omar le vihinan lefanecha. It's only where he said specifically either vihinan and they're in for you only for this purpose, or ve'einan lefanecha, they're not there for any other purpose. Right, but if he said, I'm giving you this as a present, and I'd like my father to come and eat from them. So then, he's not making the present contingent on the father eating. He's telling, well, I'm giving you as a present, and I'd like you to let my father come and eat from it. That's good. That's not hochiach sofo, according to this lashon. Lishnach rina. Amrinlei, some learn it differently. Omar Rava, lo tema taima da omrlei vihinach lefanechu da osr. Aval omrlei hein lefanecha shi yavo ava viyocha mutter. El afilu omrlei hein lefanecha yavo ava viyocha osr. Maitama sudasa muchacha salat. According to the second Lashon, Rava said just the opposite. Not that it's only osr, it's only still osr. And the matana is no matana. If he's specified, and they're only in front of you for this purpose, even he didn't say that. He said, they're yours. But I'd like my father to come and eat. That's enough of a huchacha to know that he didn't really mean to give it to him as a present. He meant it as a, what's it called, just as a ruse. Rashi. Maisa listor debereshe k'toni hamudar hanoa uk'toni takanta demotzi lemevet kai gavna. V'hadar toni maisa listor dvar v'arishonin. The ratio, the Mishnah says, this is a good Eitzah, how you can, somebody doesn't have what to eat, and he's also to have Hanoah from you, so give it to a third party as a present. And then it says, a Maisa, where the guy gave it to a third party as a present, doesn't work. Suri Mechzer V'Hachi Toni Masnisan Amudar Hanoah Dimolchi of Sofal Tchilah So Shalom Nosan Lo'el Amanash Hitin Lazeh V'Yochal Oser. I gave it to you with this, only for the stipulation that you can give it to my father to eat. Lo shanu de ena matana ella de omar lei vehinon lefanecha. De mashma de hachi omar lei vehinon nesun lecha ella amanashi avuava. They're only given for this purpose, or they're not given for any other purpose but this. Then it's clear that he never meant to give his matana. Aval omar lei vehin lefanecha shi avuava viyochal midaite hu deka omar lei. But if he said, look, they're yours, but I'd like my father to come and eat. Right? So I didn't stipulate that that's a stipulation in why I'm giving it to you. I'd like you to let my father come. According to the first Lashon, Rava says that's good. That's a good matana. That's not mochiach. In Yinachem, Rava lo teduk v'teima di'ika chilek bein v'hinu lefanecha bein v'hein lefanecha devarei tarvayu asiri. According to the second Lashon, Rava holds that both asir. Whether you said it, they're not yours except for this, or they're yours only for this, or you said, look, they're yours, but I'd like you to let my father come. The suda is mochiach. The reason he had to make the party, and the whole reason he gave the matana is only because he had the wedding, and because he wanted his father to eat. So it's clear that he never meant it to make a matana. It's just as if he said they're only there, or they're there only for the fact that my father should eat.